You know what's a trick? The Senate will please come to order. Clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Beyer, Boquist, Burdick, Devlin, Dingfelder, Edwards, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morse, Nelson, Olson, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Shields, Starr, Steiner-Hayward, Telfer, Thompson, Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney.
Yeah, that's good, Fred. I don't know. A quorum being present, we will now post the colors and ask Senator Floyd Przanski to lead us in the pledge, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Today's invocation is Senator Frank Morris.
President Courtney had asked me to, since we have a light agenda, to deliver a sermon today, but I thought... I thought that that might not work, but I would like to leave just a very simple thought with you today. We don't see it, but it's everywhere we look. We don't hear it, but its message is constantly whispered throughout the world. We can't touch it, but its energy flows through every interaction and connection. The kingdom of God is hidden in the ordinary stuff that makes up our everyday lives, like yeast in a loaf of bread, like a tiny seed that quietly sprouts and grows in the secret unseen places. And while we may miss it or doubt it or wonder why it appears weak in the face of evil, God's kingdom moves and shapes us, calling us to be more than our selfishness and pride would lead us to believe we are, leading us to love and to serve and connect in ways that leaves our world more different, more alive, more real, more whole, and more noble. And so we celebrate God's hidden kingdom. We praise God for its gentle power, and we open ourselves to its life-giving influence. May this be our prayer this day. Amen.
Thank you, Senator Floyd Bozanski, for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Senator Frank Morris, for your very brief and effective sermon. Thank you. Courtesies of the Senate, please. Okay. Recognize Senator Chris Edwards, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, I've had the opportunity to be accompanied by both my children here on the floor of the Oregon Senate, so I ask that courtesies be extended to Simon Patrick Edwards and Anna Caroline Edwards this day. Thank you.
Well, Simon Patrick, Anna Caroline, we're real happy you're here with your daddy. And you stay right there because he loves you to death. So I hope you will stay with him. And we're really pleased you could be here. So Simon and Anna, stay as long as you like. Have a good day. We extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you, Simon Patrick, and you, Anna Caroline. So take care of daddy. Thank you. Any other further courtesies? Remonstrances? A message from the House, please.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the co-speakers to inform you the House has passed House Bill 4167, 4168, 4169, 4170, Senate Bill 1546, 1561, adopted Senate Concurrent Resolution 202.
Reports from committees. In accordance with SR 8.551 committee summary, report summaries number 4243 were distributed to members February 24th, and number 44 was distributed today. This information will be recorded in the Journal and the State's report and is so ordered. Propositions and motions. Action executive points that require Senate confirmation. Introduction of first reading of Senate measures.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 212, establishing deadlines for pre-session filed legislative measures, the 2013 regular session of 77th Legislative Assembly.
Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 1517, relating elections and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1587, relating property appraisal and declaring emergency.
These are passed the calendar. Without objection, I will carry over the third reading of Senate measures into our calendar on Monday, which is Monday, February the 27th. Are there any objections? First reading of House measures.
House Bill 4167, relating to offenses, declaring emergency. House Bill 4168, relating to courts and declaring emergency. House Bill 4169, relating to offenses, declaring emergency. House Bill 4170, relating to dog training, prescribing effective date.
These will be transmitted to the President's desk for referral. The second reading of Senate House measures, please.
House Concurrent Resolution 206, in memoriam Officer Buddy Ray Herron, 1969-2011. House Bill 4006, relating to wildlife and declaring emergency.
These are now passed the calendar. The third reading of House measures, without objection, I will carry over the third reading of House measures until Monday's calendar, which is February 27th. Are there any objections? It is so ordered. Other business of the Senate. We're now under announcements. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli. Any announcements? He's talking in the back. Representative Diane Rosenbaum, any announcements? There's nobody listening. Does anybody have an announcement? If not, I really... Really, really thank you. You know, I know that I'm coming across as a whatever. I just tell you straight up, and this is going to get me in trouble. I would like not to be here a week from today. I would like to complete our work next week, not only because we said we would, but because even though we can go longer than next week, I don't necessarily think we're getting better by being here longer. So I wanted to advance the calendar to accelerate our ability to be always in a position to act on whatever, legislation and or other issues. So you're coming here today. You didn't have to come. You volunteered, 10 and 10, equal number. If I've interrupted your lives, I apologize, and I sincerely mean that. I thank you for being willing to take the time out of your days and to be part of our legislative process as we attempt to complete our first annual session. So Thank you very, very much. I hope you're going to have a pleasant rest of the day and tomorrow. And we will come back here on Monday. If there are no further announcements, we'll be back here on Monday at 11 a.m., which is February 27th. Thank you once again. The Senate is now adjourned.